Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Thank you so much, Cece. Yeah, it's me. It's Josh. And you're you. Well, it's great to be with you. And I've got some great information to share with you in this episode. First off, we're going to talk about why this episode is shorter than last week's episode. Well, I've got really good news on that front. Also, we're going to talk about how you can make $36 an hour. Yeah, really. You can make $36 an hour. And I'm almost positive you'll qualify for this very, very, very part-time job that that anybody could do, and we'll talk about that. And then we'll also, on today's episode, talk about some deals and freebies that you can get right now. We've got them all linked up on our blog, and I'll tell you exactly what they are and how to get them. Let's get started. All right, so for the first thing I want to talk about, let's talk about the obvious. My voice sounds a little different. I sound like that. Well, gosh, we haven't heard him in a long time. But the movie trailer guy, you know, where you would say one man, one way. Yeah, that guy. They don't do movie trailers like that anymore, do they? They just kind of show clips from the movies. That's enough to get you excited. Well, I miss that guy. Don LaFontaine is, I think, the most popular, and he passed a few years ago. Yeah, anyway, so I sound like movie trailer guy, and the reason for that is I've had one of those colds that has caused me to cough and kind of shred my throat a bit. I'm going to use that to my advantage, if you don't mind, this week. All three episodes, I could tell you right now, I'm going to sound deep and raspy. And so that's why I sound the way I am. So probably next week, I'll be back to normal. Let's talk about what's going on. I just mentioned all three episodes this week. Yeah, I have so much great information. I've gotten some great feedback. Thank you so much for that, by the way. And I will tell you that chief among the feedback givers would be my dear wife. I love my wife. She's a very, very bright woman. And I'll have to introduce you to her sometime. She's a family therapist, very, very savvy woman. And she had a lot of both positive and very, very constructive feedback to give based on my inaugural episode. Now, look, I'll be the first to admit that my first episode, well, of course, it's going to be bad. It's going to be my worst episode. I haven't done a podcast in years. And even when I did, you know, I was surrounded by broadcast talent in the format that I had it the first time. I'm flying solo this time. So again, from here on out, I think it's going to be a whole lot better than my first week. But I will tell you something, and this is really, really amazing. In the podcasting world, when you're starting a new podcast, generally they'll say that if you can get 100 downloads of your first episode in your first week, you're off to a really good start. Well, we did that. We did more. We actually did more than 100. Well, we did more than 200. We did more than 500. Okay. Well, we did more than 1,000 in our first 3 days. By the time I'm recording this, we are about to hit 2,000 downloads of my first podcast, and it wasn't very good. So hopefully I can improve upon that. Hopefully all those people that gave my first podcast a listen will keep on listening. Give me a second shot, and hopefully it'll be much, much better. And with the great segments that I've got this week, I think it really is going to be a really great week. I'm very, very excited about the things I'm going to be talking about this week. I already kind of told you what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. Now, in the midweek episode, there's going to be an episode coming out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or somewhere around there. But that's when I'm going to schedule them. On Wednesday, I'm going to review some of the top shopping myths. And I hear these myths regularly. And so I can almost bet that that you, right now listening to this, you believe at least one or two of these myths. And I'm going to pop some bubbles on Wednesday. Also, I'm going to share some deals on Wednesday that you can get at national chains, including some free stuff that you can pick up. So make sure you catch my Wednesday episode. I'm just going to cover four items. Boom, boom, boom. Going to go through them real quick and talk about some great stuff that you can get free at some grocery and drug chains in your town. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to cover a money-making idea. And that money-making idea this week is being a secret shopper. Well, do they work? I'm gonna get into this. And you may be surprised. Now, on Friday, I'm really going to love these Friday segments, because on Friday, I'm going to kind of do a little bit more of a long form segment rather than these shorter kind of 5 to 8 minute segments that you'll find on Monday and Wednesday. But on Friday, it's just going to be dedicated to one thing. And that one thing is going to be on this something to do with abundance. Either it's saving money, making money, or improving your relationship with money and or people. And on this Friday, I'm going to be talking about how to keep yourself from ever getting out of balance again. And I'm going to use some of my own personal life experiences with that and how I have recently been out of balance intentionally and some consequences that came about as a result of that. And I'm going to share some information I think you're really, really going to like on Friday's episode. But with that, also on Monday, I just kind of share with you maybe some news in the world of Savings Angel. So again, thank you so much if you listen to my first episode. Also, I want to especially thank anyone who left a positive review on iTunes, left a star rating, and I'm so grateful. There's Crafts by Sarah left just a wonderful 5-star review. MR-WAE left a very nice 5-star review. Jeffrey Bodenheimer, thank you so much, sir. And finally, Coupon Monica 1024. Thank you so much. In the world of podcasting, those reviews mean everything. And right now is a very, very critical point, because 90 Days to Abundance is a new podcast. Well, what'll happen is if I get enough positive reviews and the listenership looks good, I think that the quality of the program, I think that that looks okay. If I get a few more reviews, I think things are going to look really, really good, that we could be featured on iTunes, what's called New and Noteworthy. Now, in the podcasting world, that's a really, really big deal. If you can get featured in New and Noteworthy, it really just opens up the opportunity. It allows me to be able to share this message of abundance with a much larger audience. One more thing that I want to celebrate, and that is 90 Days to Abundance is our full e-course program. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I made the decision with I'm going to tell you the man upstairs. I mean, this was a prayerful decision, and I want to do something great. I really want to impact a lot of people's lives. And so we made the decision to make the grocery savings e-course absolutely free. And we were selling that for $20 before. It's got 10 videos in it. And just last week, we hit the 1,000th user member of that e-course. And so that just really makes me happy. I'm really grateful for that. That humbles me. And I will tell you that we are now 1/100th of the way to our goal of 100,000 men or women or families that can be impacted by that e-course. And I promise that if you do go through that grocery savings e-course, you will learn a lot of very valuable information, and it will absolutely save you hundreds of dollars a month if you will go through that information apply what I teach, and also take advantage of the free coupon database. And again, we've never made that free before either. But again, we just made the decision, again, we being me and the guy upstairs, made the decision, and I consulted with my other teammates as well, and my wife, and so the decision was made to make the coupon database available for free, and that's got over 5,000 coupons, and we've got a team of people that's all they do. That's their job, is just to update that coupon database. And as far as we can tell, it's the most comprehensive coupon database available on the internet or in the world for the things that you buy on a regular basis, meaning your groceries and your other consumables. So again, with all that thanks that I've shared with you, thank you for joining me on this podcast, and let's get started. People often say they would use coupons, but it's just not worth their time. But is it really true that coupons take too long and don't add up to enough to bother? Well, let's kind of check the facts using your own lens, and let's examine your own situation. Now, first of all, let me help you kind of get over some of the aversion you may have and let you know that you are probably already a couponer. If you've ever purchased a daily deal like a Groupon or Living Social, you're a couponer. If you were about to head out to your favorite restaurant, you know, say like Sweet Tomatoes. Yeah, I love Sweet Tomatoes. I think that, you know, it's a great product. And but there's no way on earth I'm going to Sweet Tomatoes without one of their coupons, because they're always available. Bed Bath and Beyond is kind of, you know, same thing. If you buy anything at full retail at Bed Bath and Beyond, I mean, come on. You aren't even trying to save money. So coupons are pretty plentiful. Or let's say you're at the checkout and the cashier says, there's $1.50 in the coupon in our insert. Do you want me to grab that for you real quick? I mean, most of us are going to say, yeah, sure. You know, I think very few of us will go, no way, I am not a couponer, young lady. We're just not going to do that, because most of us like our money, and we like to keep as much of our money as we can without, again, going into too much work. But let's actually look at using coupons for the consumables, for the things that you're buying on a regular basis. And let me take you through four steps. Step one, divide to the minute how much you make per hour, such as if you make $9 per hour, then you make 15 cents per minute. All right. If you make $18 an hour, then you make 30 cents per minute. Now, for those of you on salary, sometimes when you calculate, when you calculate like how much you actually put into your job and how much you actually make per hour, I know, trust me, sometimes that can be pretty depressing. I've been there. I understand that. But let's kind of figure out what your time is worth. Or if you were to contract your services out, you know, how much would you charge for that? Now, if you currently don't have a job outside the home, then just choose a reasonable amount to compensate you for all that you do. You know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, you know, God bless you. You are doing the most important work out of all of us. But what I want you to do is maybe just kind of average the hourly wages of similar jobs: secretary, nurse, coach, cook, taxi driver, whatever. There's a lot of jobs on the that would fall into the whole parenting definition. So once you've done that, kind of figured out what your time is worth, step two, make a list of all the grocery items purchased in 1 week. Now, make sure you include all your trips to any store. This includes convenience stores. This includes those mysterious trips to Walmart or Target, and you have no idea what you bought. I want you to go back and take a look at what those items were. If you go through this exercise, I promise you it's going to be very revealing. All right. Now, I want you to look for both food and non-food items, even gum and candy. I don't care what it is, your diet Dr. Pepper habit, what have you. Step three, I want you to employ our free coupon database. It's very, very easy. I've got a link in the show notes. Just go to savingsangel.com and you'll actually see a big orange button right on the front page where you can sign up for free. There's absolutely no obligation. We really just want to make this information available. At any given time, there are actually over 5,000
1,000 different coupons you can choose from. So I want you to search for and then note and then add up the values of the coupons that you missed out on. Now, I want you to input items such as diapers, not just Huggies diapers, because I think a lot of us aren't, you know, we're not crazy about being brand loyal to everything. I know there are some exceptions out there. Mrs. Elledge and her Tide laundry detergent. I'm bringing in all these different brands of laundry detergent. I'm like, but baby, you know, I got it for like $1.20. And she's like, I don't care. I'm not going to wash the clothes with them. So we donate them. All right. So look, it's totally fine if you're brand loyal to a few product lines. But in the case of this exercise, I want you to search for just the general product line name. So cheese, yogurt, diapers, whatever it is. If you absolutely have to have an exact brand, then go ahead and search by the brand name. And I want you to note the coupon values for more than one brand if you don't have to be brand specific. And I want you to add all that up. Make sure that you are also looking at the how many of that item that you bought. If you bought two packages of Huggy diapers, well, then make sure that you are adding the combined value of the multiple coupons for that. In most cases, generally, if you're printing out coupons from the internet, which, you know, for today's modern couponers, there are a lot of couponers that don't even bother with the freestanding insert coupon inserts that come in the Sunday paper anymore. They just, look, if I can get it online, I'm going to do it. If I miss it in the Sunday paper, oh well, you know, and that's fine. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to divide the total savings by the time it would have taken you to print out or pull from an insert, if you do get coupons in your paper, and then redeem only the coupons you found. So the rule of thumb here is that each coupon takes approximately 2 minutes total to print or locate, clip, and redeem. So even if you found $6 in savings, all right, that's 60 cents per minute that you didn't save. All right, that's 10 minutes divided by six. In other words, you lost at $9 an hour, you lost four times your income. So if you make $18 an hour, and again, you're saving $6 for 10 minutes worth of work, okay, you're losing double your income for that time. Again, today's modern couponing, the coupons are much higher in value. They're $1, $1.50, $2 coupons. And for internet printable coupons, they really just don't take much time to do. So let me give you some more food for thought. All right, number one, consider this scenario. You found two people selling a particular item you need. One is willing to give you a lower price to earn your business. And the other, well, they want double the price and they don't care about your business. Now, well, they care about your business, but they're not going to work for it, right? Would you buy from the first or the second seller? Now, using coupons, it's like that. Through coupons and incentives, stores and manufacturers, they're willing to give you a lower price, often even half off or more to earn your business. Or, hey, you can pay full retail, which is nearly double, week after week, and it's up to you. See, when you go into a store and you go in with a list of things that you absolutely have to have, you have no negotiating power. Okay, when you go in and instead you're focused on the best deals, you've got a plan. You're armed with information. You just did a quick little bit of searching online. You looked at the store's ad online. You found out what was on sale. You did just did a quick search. Maybe you only spent 10 minutes. Maybe you spent 20. Maybe you spent 30 because you realize how much you're making per hour. But when you go in with that plan and you go in with the coupons, here's what we know about active shoppers versus passive shoppers. Active shoppers who know exactly what they're going to buy spend much less on impulse buys. Now, I want you to honestly evaluate your receipts. Now, how much extra are you spending just because things sound or look good? All right, there's no telling how much more you'd save above the coupon values themselves. Because again, if you know exactly what to buy, you're on a mission. You're not going to get swayed by these things that look like they're on sale or these things that look good. When I go into a grocery store, man, I'm in and out in like 20, 30 minutes tops. Now, I know other people who just go in with a list of things that they need. Man, they can spend 45 minutes, an hour or more. So you may spend a little bit more time at home, but you will save time in the stores when you have a plan. Now, here's a third thing to consider. The total you save using coupons is the straight amount, right? There's no taxes taken out. There's no health insurance, no union dues. See, once your check is all cut up, now how much do you really bring home per hour or per minute? So this is, again, after tax money that you're saving. And finally, the fourth thing I want you to consider is that if your boss asked you to take one extra hour to prepare prior to completing a regular weekly task, but offered to pay you four times as much to complete that task, would you do it? Or would you say, I'm sorry, that's not worth my time? So you do know what Thursday, March 20th is, right? It's the first day of spring. So if you live in a part of the country where it doesn't quite feel like spring yet, that's okay. We're going to celebrate anyway. Here's a great freebie in order to help usher in the spring season. Now, this one is fairly regional. It's Rita's Italian Ice. Now, if you go to our blog and click on the link, you can do a search and see if Rita's Italian Ice is in your neck of the woods. Now, I apologize. I'll just save our Michigan fans some time. The closest Rita's to you is in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. So I think you'll probably have to miss out on this deal. But here's how you do it. All you got to do is just visit Rita's Italian Ice. And from noon to 9 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th, and you're going to receive a free limited edition cup of Italian Ice in the available flavor of your choice to celebrate. And even if you don't have a Rita's Italian Ice in your town or your area, go get some Italian Ice anyway and celebrate spring in style and cool off even if you still are in the 40s or 50s. Now, I really like this next deal. I think this is pretty cool. And I don't know how long they've done this, but Olive Garden has kind of seen what's gone on the internet with their recipes and all restaurant recipes. They're all freely available. One website that indexes all of these recipes is a website called copycat.com. And that's copycat.com. I've got a link to them in the show notes for this blog episode. But you can find a direct link and you can search and you can find just about any recipe you're after. So now, Olive Garden is quite aware of this. And so rather than folks just going to copycat.com and other websites and apps like that, I think they're just kind of throwing up the white flag and saying, okay, you can have the recipes. And I actually think that this is pretty smart. And so if you go to Olive Garden's website right now, all you have to do is just click on a link. If you go to olivegarden.com/recipes, you'll see that they've got I don't know if all of them are there, but they have recipes for appetizers, main dishes, desserts, pizzas, sauces, side dishes, vegetables, soups, and yes, even beverages. So if you're interested in reproducing the quote unquote Italian food at Olive Garden, look, it's fine Italian fare, I'm sure. It's I kind of tend to like the little independent mom and pop restaurants when it comes to Italian food, but that's all right. Hey, look, I'm certainly willing to try these recipes at home. So again, that's a great little freebie that they've decided to put out. I think that's a great idea. Next, if you take multivitamins, you'll want to grab this free sample packet of adult multi-gummies from Sundown Naturals. Now, plus, when you request the free sample, you're also going to get a $2 coupon for any Sundown Naturals adult gummy product. And that's a pretty high-value coupon that you might want. So if you don't, you're not a fan of swallowing vitamin pills, you need, I don't care what your age is, if you need the gummy vitamins, here's how to get it for free. Now, I will tell you that this is limited to the first 50,000 requests, and 50,000 may sound like a lot, but you'd be surprised how quickly these offers can get all taken advantage of. So again, rush to our blog so you can get the direct link, get there, request your free sample, and get your $2 coupon. Next, the Target Sample Spot is offering a free sample of Jergens BB Body Perfecting Skin Cream. Now, what is that? They say that it's going to deliver, now get this, flawless looking skin with five visible benefits in just 5 days. Well, this stuff sounds like a miracle in a bottle. It says this revolutionary body lotion goes on sheer, dries quickly, and works like a moisturizer to visibly improve your skin with every use. So, guys, look, you may be falling asleep on me. That's okay. Go just request to get the free sample. Give it to your wife, and she'll thank you for it. And it was free, and you don't have to tell her how much you paid for it. But all you have to do is just answer some short survey questions, tell them where to send your free sample, and that's it. You get your free Jergens BB body.
And that's it for Monday's episode of 90 Days to Abundance. If you like what you heard and you're listening to me on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. If you are listening to me any other way, please open up your iTunes program on your computer and write me a review. I would love to hear that. And it's certainly all those reviews really help make this message of abundance available to a much larger audience. And of course, you're always welcome to join me on savingsangel.com. We've got lots of free stuff, lots of free coupons that we're gathering for you each and every day. And we've got that great free e-course that will help you cut your grocery bill in half and teach you lots of great things that you can use to live a more abundant life. See you on Wednesday.